Hello, guys. Welcome to Man Strong Podcast. This is your host, Clint Locklear. Just your average, everyday, conservative veteran, free-loving hippie that thinks masculinity is not something to be ashamed of. And if you agree with me, you'll probably enjoy the show. And if you think all masculinity is toxic, don't waste your time here because it is going to just put you in a bad mood. And that's not my goal, is to put you in a bad mood. This is Saturday. I'm getting ready to go to an outdoor convention up in Virginia, the FTA. My wife is over with her family. My dad is having his Father's Day this afternoon. Cindy left early. I'm still here. It's about 8 o'clock in the morning, and I want to go and do this show because I'm not going to be here to do the shows next week, so I want to get it pre-done. And I came across a video I've been saving that I'm going to do the audio for that I want you to pay attention to on a lot of different, well, pay attention to all of it, but there's a couple of things I really want you to pay attention to because I think it has a lot to do with what mature males ought to strive for. One is to do what you need to do. And two, you have to mentally prepare yourself to be a fighter. And I'm not talking about a bully, and I'm not talking about being in the UFC. I'm just talking about a fighter with everyday things where you don't give up. Because, you know, it's if you're just a big mental wuss, things get hard, you just quit. What good is that for you, your family, anybody? I mean, what is that? I mean, that's not something to strive for. Now, I understand no one gets up in the morning and goes, I cannot wait today. I'm going to be the biggest slug and useless mental wimp in the world. Now, that's not what people are shooting for. But that's what happens a lot of times, me included. See, there's one thing in this video that I'm going to play, the audio. You're going to be hearing a guy named David Goggins. And there's a bunch of people in here, The Rock's in here and stuff. David Goggins says in here that you have to stay hard. And I think that is super strange today, but I think it's super important. Here's the reason why. People want to lose weight, so what do? They go on some type of crazy grapefruit, green beans, and ice cream diet. They starve themselves down, they get the weight. Woohoo! I lost my 30 pounds. Let's go celebrate, gain 10 of it back. And then in a month and a half, they feel like an absolute failure because they're back up within 10 pounds of where they were. Why did that happen? It's because they set an infinite goal with a timeline and a weight loss. When they hit it, what then? What then? What does that mean? If it's not in a bigger progression of steps, what does it mean? It means you're going to fail at losing the weight and keeping it off. But see, if you stay hard and you think about what you're doing as a marathon instead of a sprint, or it's a lifetime endeavor instead of just something you need to do to drop a few pounds, things kind of change. When I made that decision 11 months ago that I was tired of being a fat boy, it was hard to get off the ground. It was, it was embarrassing to see myself in the mirror when I got out of the shower. When I made that decision, I didn't make it where I'm going to lose a certain amount of pounds in a certain amount of time because I've been down that road too many times. What Goggins says is life is hard. It never ends. There is no finish line. So if you're running a business, there is no finish line. You want to make $1 million? Whoopee. Go make $1 million. Then what? That's not you got to make 2 million, but what then? Because if you just make $1 million in today's world, that ain't going to last you as long as it did when I was a kid. It keeps rolling. Life keeps rolling regardless of these really short-term, completely isolated from life goals you set. Goggins says you got to stay hard. You're going to hear that today. It's pretty neat. So before we continue, I want to thank our sponsor, which is Funky Trap Tags and Supplies. He's got all kind of stuff for if you're in the outdoors with trapping, predator calling. If you're into those type things, he's got whatever you need. He's on eBay, Amazon, Bonanza, Walmart, Funky traptagsandsupply.com, hilltop.com. He's a member of the Trapping Radio Fur Brigade. If you listen to my Trapping Radio podcast, and you get 10% off when you order from him, even at shows. So just keep that in mind. Guys, he pays the bills, gives me motivation to do this show. So it doesn't just eat away at all of the income that I produce making animal scents. So, you know, if you like this type of thing, support him. I'll say this, it's the manly thing to do. If you're going to consume, then you need to pay a little bit. So, and all that means with the sponsor is, if you're going to buy something that he has and somebody else has, give him some of your business. I mean, that just makes perfect sense. So there's a couple other things in this audio that I want you to listen to, and I'm going to give a quick example of this morning. There's a technique in here, and it's 5-4-3-2-1. I heard about this technique from something else that I read. I think I've actually read this lady's book, but I'm not sure. And it's when you know you need to do something and you think about it, how you always talk yourself out of it. And if you just count and you realize what you're counting for, a lot of times that puts you in motion when you wouldn't other be in motion. So when I first heard about this technique, I would, without saying it out loud, 5-4-3-2-1 in my mind. And then my mind does what she says, and I think it's pretty true. Your mind is set up for you not to do stupid things that's going to cause you pain and misery. It's set up for you not to be in uncomfortable situations. And an uncomfortable situation could be going to see a client because you have a business and you're afraid he's going to tell you no. So you back down, you talk yourself out of it, you give your reasons why you're not going to do it, and you don't even attempt to get the sale. It could be that you're a 330 to 50 pound fat guy like I was, and you decide that you're going to lose weight, but it's so hard to start. And you're decided you want to, man, you know you really want to. Your self-confidence is not as high as it should be because people look at you like a fat person. You can see they're looking at you like a fat person, and it just doesn't compute well in everyday life. And then all of a sudden you go, I'm going to do something, but then your brain realizes you're going to probably be hungry. You're going to have to move more than you're comfortable with. You're going to have to try new things, and your mind does what it's designed to do, and that's to keep you out of uncomfortable situations, and it will convince you not to do it. See, this technique for me did not really start working until I understood that you say this out loud somehow, and I'm not saying why, I'm not even going to pretend to understand, I just know it made a difference. When you know that you need to do something, let's say that you've got that client that could be life-changing in your business. You're afraid of what he's going to ask. You're going to afraid that he's just not going to be interested. You're afraid he's going to tell you no. You're afraid he's going to laugh at you, hang up on you, whatever it is, and you don't call. You know you should. You know to your core you should. The technique is, you need to say what it is that you need to do. I need to call this client. Why? My business depends on it. I'm getting ready to call him. You say it out loud. 5-4-3-2-1. There's something about saying that out loud. It's like the, you know, maybe a rocket can't actually fly unless you give it a countdown because it's got to prepare. I don't know. But there's something about that, when you know why you're saying it, it's like 5-4-3-2-1, go. And lo and behold, most of the time you will move. If you don't say it and you let your brain talk you out of uncomfortableness, you're going to sit there. And you will formulate the most ridiculous fantasies of why you shouldn't call that person, because you know it's going to be uncomfortable and your brain is trying to protect you. The difference is our brain is wired when we were carrying sticks and trying to club animals that were 10 times our size. If the guy says no, it's really no big deal. If you don't get the account, you'll probably learn something from it, or you'll learn why he's not interested, and you have something to adjust. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. This morning, I had to use that technique. I'm just being honest here. It is a beautiful day. Me and my wife, normally, our routine is we get up, we get in the spa, we get our coffee, we sit on the back porch for about 45 minutes, and we'll talk and probably read. That's one of the times I read every day. And then we start our day. That's kind of our normal, you know, that gives us spouse time where we can be together without getting super busy right off the bat, and it's very helpful. Well, this morning she left early because she had to go farther than I do to see her sisters, and I'm not going over to my dad's till later. Now today is my off day for going to the gym. I'm sore, but I've made this decision that 2 days a week I'm going to try and do HIIT training for at least 6 months. And I've told myself that that is no longer something that I want to do. It's just what it's going to be. Just like going to the gym. It's not that I make time to go to the gym. I don't make time to go to the bathroom or eat dinner. That's going to happen. So it's going to the gym. So I've set my mind that I'm going to do that. This HIIT training, which is high intensity training, where it's more cardio than it is super physical. And you do short bursts. With short rest, short burst with short rest, it really drives up your heart, and you can really go through some body fat doing this. And you're really not going to do this more than 10, 15, 20 minutes at max. What I'm doing right now is only 10 minutes, and I'll probably suck the oxygen out of all the trees within 3 acres of me when I get done with this. I've only done it once. It was not fun. Cardio is not exactly what I look forward to. When I do this, I'm gonna be honest. So I'm sitting on the back porch. The chickens are walking around, the ducks are quacking, the cats are all curled up on their blanket, the birds are singing. It's not even that hot this morning. Nice cool breeze. I'm reading a very interesting book called Fiber Menace. If you wanna have nightmares about what you're eating, read that book. It is crazy why we would ever eat fiber. When you actually look at it from the non-marketing side and actually look what it does to your body, it's scary stuff. Fiber Menace. Check it out. But I knew I've got other things to do because I've got this convention coming up, and one of them is to make a hog long distance lure this morning. So I've got time to take a shower so I don't smell like a hog lure. When I go see my dad, because they're doing Father's Day a day early, we're grilling out and having shrimp or... I think shrimp and lamb, I think. Which is kind of weird because I've never heard those two together. I love both of them. But I set aside in my mind that I've got 15 minutes to do HIIT training this morning. And I didn't want to do it. And lo and behold, because I'm sore from doing what I've done in the gym, I start talking myself out of it. And it's like a minute into this conversation with myself, I realize what I'm doing. I'm letting my brain talking me out of what is actually very productive for me to do. So I just, out on the porch, the cats looked up at me and the chickens stopped pecking when I started talking. I'm going to do the HIIT training this morning because all this pizza that I ate 25 years ago still hanging around parts of my body that it needs to give, that it needs to leave. And then I go 5, 4, 3, 2, and I stand up. And I go out and I do my HIIT training. Lasted 12 minutes. That technique is crazy powerful. But you got to actually do it. And to me, it helps to talk out loud. There's something about that that works. Now, I think part of that is you know that it's coming and you're giving yourself a countdown. I'm assuming not a psychiatrist. So I want to play this audio. There's a lot of good stuff in it that it's about 15 minutes long. I don't think you're going to be bored listening to it. Think about this in terms of whatever is going on in your life. If you know you need to lose weight, put it in those terms. If you know you struggle to get off the toilet because you're so weak, think about it in getting stronger where you don't have to struggle to get off the toilet. If you have a business and it's not going right, put it in those terms. If you're trying to get your trophy deer this year, think about it in those terms. I don't care what terms you think about it in, because all of these are a little bit different. And I promise you, as you listen to this, if you put it in those terms, you're going to feel this little thing down in your stomach that's going to feel kind of like a screwdriver that someone's digging in. Somewhere in this video, that's probably going to happen. Just deal with it. And think about what you're hearing and whatever it is that you know that you personally need to up your game on in your own life. Because if you do that, other things happen. If you don't do that, nothing ever changes. And if you're listening to this podcast, I have a feeling you want things to be better than they are for a lot of other times. So here we go.
When that alarm clock goes off, there's at least 50% of the time where you just, that soft little pillow is just caressing your head and you want to stay there. And it takes discipline to go, nope, I'm going to get up out of this bed and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do.
We all average probably about 5 hours of sleep. Work hard, sleep less.
Tomorrow morning, when that alarm goes off and you start feeling all the excuses that come in, and that bed is cozy, I know what you're saying, I love my bed too. And you then go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you get up.
That discipline that you have at that moment, you win that fight. That's a big victory. And then that pattern will carry out throughout the day. Because once you're up, well, now that I'm up, I might as well go work out because I'm already up and I feel good that I got up out of bed and I won that battle. Let me go win another battle. I'm going to go get it done. And that discipline carries on throughout the day. So now you take that and you expand that out over a week and a month and you end up with more discipline. And it starts with that simple act of getting up and getting out of bed in the morning.
I work out twice before everyone wakes up. So it started off 4 o'clock in the morning where I'd start and start with my cardio. Then I'd have breakfast and then I would go to the gym and then I'd go to work.
So I wake up at 4:30 in the morning because no one else is awake yet. So that gives me the opportunity to do things that I need to get done kind of selfishly for myself. And the big one in that category is working out. And it doesn't feel good at 4:30 when you get up, but by the time 7 o'clock rolls around and you've already worked out, you've already gotten some work done, and you've got some time to say goodbye to your kids before they go to school, it's infinitely better than sleeping in until 6:45 and you get out of bed and now you missed your kids going to school or whatever. You're not prepared for the day. It's awful. Wake up at the same time every day. And if you pick that time and you start waking up at the same time every day, that's very good for you. It doesn't have to be 4:30. It could be 6:30. It could be 7. I don't know what your personal schedule is. Find out a time, pick it, set it, stick to it.
Look, everyone has a problem with time, but the day is 24 hours and we sleep 6. Now, I know there's some out there that say, whoa, I need 8. Well, I say just sleep a little faster, because the bottom line is we have 6 hours of sleep, 24 hours are available, so you have 18 hours now available. Do your work, your family, your hobbies, and also to learn something new or to do something new, which could easily be that you want to learn a new language, to read a book every week, or you say, I'm going to go and reshape my body. So you're going to go and take this hour out of your schedule and say, I'm going to train an hour every day. So this is, for most people, a huge challenge, but it is totally doable, I can tell them. Because the kind of things that I did when I came to this country, I mean, I went to school, I was working in construction, I was working out my 5 hours a day, I was taking acting classes from 8 o'clock at night to 12 midnight. I was doing all of those things. I wanted to make sure that out of the 24 hours of the day, that I don't waste one single hour. Those hours were too precious. And so there I just want to tell people, don't give me this thing, I have a difficult time with the time and I don't have time for this and I don't have that. You have time. You make the time.
Sometimes, even if you're the most highly motivated person in the world, that grind starts to beat you down a little bit. And that's when you have to stop looking at the short-term thing, because that's not getting you to get it done. And you got to look, okay, what is the long-term goal that I'm looking at? What am I really trying to get done in the long-term? And you say, oh, you know what? I'm actually waking up today early so I can be ahead of the curve, so I can sell more of these widgets or whatever, so that I can buy a house. And you know what? Today matters. Today matters. This decision that I'm making right now is that first step. It's me taking one stroke swimming in the right direction, heading towards the shore. And if I don't take this, I'm not making any progress.
I've been struggling. We still had all the same problems. We still had a lien on the house, still facing bankruptcy, still fighting like crazy. I was still unemployed. The next morning, the alarm goes off, and I pretended NASA was there. It's the stupidest story. I literally went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I counted out loud, and then I stood up. And I'll never forget standing there, and for the first time in 3 months, I had beaten my habit of hitting the snooze button. I couldn't believe it, and I thought, wait a minute. Counting backwards? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Well, the next morning, I used it again, and it worked. The next morning, I used it again, and it worked. The next morning, I used it again, and it worked. And then I started to notice something really interesting. There were moments all day long, just like that 5-second moment in bed, where I knew what I should do. And if I didn't move within 5 seconds, my brain would step in and talk me out of it. Every human being has a 5-second window, might even be shorter for you. You have about a 5-second window in which you can move from idea to action before your brain kicks into full gear and sabotages any change in behavior. Because remember, your brain is wired to stop you from doing things that are uncomfortable or uncertain or scary. It's your job to learn how to move from those ideas that could change everything into acting on them in the smallest moment.
We always talk about hunger and how you always want to outwork your competition regardless of how successful you may be lucky enough to be. You want to be hungry. If you know what it's like to be hungry, you'll never be full. It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success.
What if? A lot of times I'll be in a 200 mile run or something like that, and I'm all jacked up. Body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken. I start to say, what if I can pull this off?
Greatness, it's in my DNA. I know what it's like to operate every single day, regardless of the success that I've been a lucky son of a bitch to achieve. I operate every day as if I'm starving.
It's the what if I can pull off a fucking miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arm. Because it makes me just like, what if? When you're trying to get better in life, the grind is forever. There is no end. There is no countdown. As long as you're breathing, you gotta keep trying to get better. You've never arrived in life. Stay hard. A lot of people say that nothing's impossible. Shit, I even said that nothing's impossible several times in my life. I lied. There's a lot of things that are impossible for you to do. But what happens is, when we come across something that's very hard, and we try it once or maybe twice, and then say, we're done, we can't do it anymore. Before you say something's impossible, do it and do it and do it to a level that people think that you might be fucking crazy until you say it's impossible.
People want to know where I find my strength at, where I get my strength. I get it from a lot of places, but right now, this morning, I'm getting it from motherfucker that's up. There's not a car, there's not a person. Everybody's in their bed, sleep, dreading it. It's a Monday. Hate this Monday. And I'm loving it. I
I'm learning that where everybody's getting weaker, I'm getting stronger. It's not about the running, the swimming, the push-ups, the sit-ups. It's about what those things do for your mentality. You don't get better on a daggone couch. You get better by coming out here and getting the fuck after it every daggone day. Stay hard.
It's one thing to be hungry. It's another thing when you're starving for greatness and starving for success.
The people in the world become weaker people. It's by capping your brain. It's by putting this kind of garbage in it about not attacking what you're not good at. It's about putting a cap on managing your expectations. If I lived that way, if I had any kind of thought process like managing expectations, I would be a 400-pound man by now, working some job that made no money, and I would never know my capabilities. I would never have become a Navy SEAL. I never took Ranger school. All these things I did.
See a fight sometimes, you see a fighter, and I mean that fighter is getting his ass whooped. From pillar to post, he's getting knocked down, beat up, eyes blackened, bloody, face beaten, and everybody is wondering. Why don't he just quit? Why don't they just stop?
If you really want your life to work, then you're going to have to give. Get on the goddamn road and stick your thumb out and fucking hitchhike. Start walking now. Nobody is going to hand you the fulfillment of the dream you have in your mind about a great life you want to live. Don't write me and tell me that in 5 years you picture yourself as a pro wrestler, but when you answer other portions of the questionnaire, you're not even in the gym yet. This is what's wrong with people today. They think that great lives just fall out of the sky. If they dream hard enough, fantasies hard enough and long enough, they keep stroking that their life will turn out just the way they dream. It's a lie you're feeding yourself every day. A lie.
Why would they continue to fight? Why would they continue to go on even though they are being beaten all across the ring, the octagon, or the wrestling mat? Why would they do that? What would make them do that?
Your life will not wait for you to quit telling yourself lies. It will go by and your whole life will be a lie.
And the answer is simple. They cannot help themselves because they are a fighter. And being a fighter, it is inbred in them to fight. No matter how difficult or lost the situation may seem, they cannot help themselves. It's impossible for them to stop fighting.
So don't write me and tell me that kind of shit. I just don't care. I don't care. I want, with every part of my being, for every human being to succeed in life at the dreams that they have. but I don't give a shit if you fail. I've never met any human being who didn't have it within themselves to succeed at life. But I've met plenty who choose to. And if that's your attitude, that you choose to, and you're waiting for somebody to rescue you, don't waste my time. All I want to do is give you some tools with an intense emphasis in the way that only I can. Try to bury them, knock them into your head so you get out there and you kill it at life. Woo!
When I'm doing nosedives in the parking lot, will I continue to fight? Yes! The answer is yes. When I'm laying in a hospital bed with tubes and needles sticking out my ass, will I continue to fight? Yes! When I'm laying dead on this book, will I continue to fight? But yes! Woo! I can't help myself. Why do you do it? I can't help myself. I'm a fighter. Until the good Lord throw the towel in on CT budget, I am going to continue to fight until my corner man throw the towel in. Until my referee stops the fight, I'm going to continue to fight.
All right, guys, why don't y'all work on something for yourself? Get strong mentally and physically and stay strong.